This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about how we should be careful not to miss our moment. I was recently reading about Zechariah, John the Baptist's father. And if you look at Zechariah's life, he was a godly man. He was a priest who worshiped God often. In fact, the scriptures say that he obeyed all of God's commandments. Therefore, it was clear that he was a faithful man. However, when the angel of the Lord appeared before him, he was overwhelmed with fear. The angel encouraged him to not be afraid. He told him that God was going to bless him and his wife with a son named John, and that as a result, many people would rejoice at John's birth. But the priest, this man of faith, still responded with doubt. He asked the angel, "How can I know for sure these things will happen?" He missed his moment. All of his years of worshiping and living as a godly man didn't strengthen his faith when he needed it most. And it causes us to reflect on our own lives. When God wants to bless us with a new chapter, we shouldn't miss our moment by doubting, by staying on that fence too long. Let us begin to see ourselves putting our hand into his hand and embracing the blessings he has for us. And as we do so, let us cling to these treasured words, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you." Jeremiah 29:11. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, don't miss your moment.